Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. You're still mourning the Pats' loss to the Broncos yesterday. I know, so are we. So we want to offer you an antidote, some good Boston sporting news, and it's this. On Friday, Jerry York, the coach of Boston College's men's hockey team, notched his 1,000th win. Coach York is already the winningest coach in college hockey history, and with Friday's victory, he became the first Division I men's hockey coach to get 1,000 wins. And we talked with Jerry York a little earlier today, and instead of looking back on his milestone, he was actually looking forward to next week's Beanpot tournament, and we caught him just before he headed out the door to the annual Beanpot luncheon.
You're almost like on a treadmill once the season starts, and you're thinking about, you know, this particular game, and then right from that game, hey, looking through the front windshield, what's my next game? So I don't really pause and reflect too much on looking out that back window, because you get car crashes pretty quick. And I think, you know, I'm not on an island, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of contributors, probably well over 300 players have had a chance to coach. And I think if I had to reflect back and I got off the treadmill for 10 seconds and thought about that, that's what I'd think about.
Did your players sort of sense the significance of the moment on Friday?
You know, we've always talked to our players about when you come to Boston College that you leave your ego at the front of the dressing room and you don't bring anything in where it's I, and I want to win a Hobie, I want to be All-American. It's all about our team. So if I put too much emphasis on, geez, let's win a game for coach because it's a milestone number, that'd defeat the whole concept of what we're talking about, ego. So I think they probably thought, because the newspapers are writing about different things, but it was certainly not an emphasis at a pregame speech. It was more about, you know, here's how we're going to defend a power play, here's how we're going to work on a forecheck. So hopefully it wasn't a burden to the kids at all.
So let me ask you, Coach York, I mean, what do you think it is about what you do and how you do it that's made you such a winning coach?
Well, Meghna, like I said earlier, you know, athletic directors, leadership from up top in the programs at the schools I've been at, some incredible assistant coaches that have worked, you know, really hard on not only game planning, but the recruiting, because you've got to win those kitchen battles with families and really establish a trust that if you come to our program, here's how we're going to treat you. And because if you don't win those, you're not going to be able to be competitive at a national level. And so it comes back to, like I said, leadership from above, assistant coaches helping, and good players, that's for sure.
Yeah, so listeners, you are hearing right now Jerry York epitomizing the fact that there's no I in team. I totally get that, Coach York. But I'm going to make you focus on the I a little bit. I'm going to make you focus on yourself more, because I feel like we have a lot of lessons to learn from your career. So let me ask this in a different way.
This is not a very comfortable conversation for me. But
ahead, it's a celebratory one, though.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, so when you're, like, every day at practice, when you're out on the ice, or when you guys get out on the ice first, like, what's your approach? What's your goal for a particular practice?
Well, we meet as a team, you know, if it's your number day, if it's the 25th of January, which it is today, that particular player wears that number will talk a little bit to the team. I think they grow a lot. You get in front of your peers and speak. You know, generally it'd be on a quote of the day we have, but it'd also be on open-ended questions from myself. You know, how was your day? What was your classes like? What'd you have for breakfast? And, you know, it's interesting watching them grow over the 4 years.
Yeah. I mean, it occurs to me that obviously you are working with young athletes who are amongst the best there are, given that they're BC hockey players. But they're also, you know, they're also young men. So I'm hearing what you say is part of what you do is figure out ways to sort of connect with them in terms of their personal growth, or, you know, who they are as athletes, both on the ice and off the ice as well.
Yeah, you know, Meghna, this is a time period in life that, you know, 18 to 22, it's probably the most volatile time in their lives. And, you know, we're always encouraging, you know, make the right choices, do the right thing. And, we can't happen that enough because of the distractions that exist at that age. And I tell the guys, you know, you've never been 70, guys. But I've been 18, I've been 19, I've been 20. And, you know, I have some experience in it, and it's certainly it's not an easy time period in their lives.
Now, I understand that players are also expected to stay clean-shaven. They've got to keep their hair short. You actually check their dorm rooms and their grades to be sure that they're keeping their dorm rooms clean. And they have to make their beds every morning. I mean, it puts a smile on my face, but I'm wondering, as a coach, why do these things matter?
You know, of course we go to the dorm rooms because we've told the parents that we're going to, you know, really look after them, not just X's and O's, but, you know, how they live and how they grow during their times here. And so I'll pop up to the dorms, and if their bed's not made, I get on them for it. It's a great way to start your day. I saw I think it was a major or a colonel in the Navy that gave an address to the University of Texas about, you know, it's the little things that matter in life, and if you start off the day and you make your bed, you've started in the right direction. So it's just a discipline thing that makes them focus on, all right, we're starting our day in. But I don't make the beds for them. If they're not made, their grades are very bad for that night.
So let me ask you, I mean, at places like BC where the hockey players are, they're student athletes, but in a sense, they're also like stars as well. I mean, how do you mentor these young men so that their status on campus and in the world of hockey, you know, doesn't get to them? And we were talking about ego earlier, and you were demonstrating to me, I think, the perfect example of someone who puts their ego aside. I mean, how do you teach these young men to do so in the face of stardom?
You know, we have a chaplain here on campus, Father Tony Penner, that stresses to our players, we don't want you to be the big man on campus. We want you to be the small man on campus. And by being a small man on campus, you grow in stature. And one of the traits would be, you know, you thank the dining room people that put the food on your table. You thank the janitor in the athletic department that sweeps the floors for you. So there's a lot of ways during the course of the day that you can be small but just grow in stature.
Yeah. Well, a couple more questions, and I promise I'll let you go. You've been bearing with me very, very patiently.
You've been fine, Meg. You're fine.
So I'm wondering if there's a particular person that you felt was a great coach or mentor to you and a lesson that you learned from them?
You know, growing up, I was an unbelievable college football fan, and still am today. But I remember Bud Wilkinson when he was coaching Oklahoma, and, you know, they'd hardly ever lose a game. And I thought his demeanor on the sidelines, his calmness, is just reflected on as the Sooners. And as difficult as that is for most people to believe, he's looking at a football coach in the, you know, Oklahoma when they won 57 games in a row, whatever they won in a row. But it always impressed me and stayed with me. And I thought if you could stay calm and not be a fan on the bench, you're much more apt to have the poise that you ask your players to have. So I think shout out to Bud Wilkinson from way back.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jerry York is the head coach for BC's men's hockey team. On Friday, he won his 1,000th game, making him the first Division I men's hockey coach to do so. Coach York, thanks so much again and congratulations.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Our show is produced by Emma Jean Weinstein, Kathleen McNerney, and Jamie Bologna. We had excellent help today from Adam Asher and Virginia Marshall. Tim Skog is our technical director. Our executive producer is Hitesh Hathi. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Radio Boston or follow me directly. I'm at Meghna WBUR. That's MEGHNAWBUR. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.